What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 13th, 2021, start of a brand new week of utter craziness and insanity and chaos. And it is this weekend. This week is definitely shaping up to just be utter insanity here. And, you know, which is good for the radio show, not so good for the country as a whole. And, you know, sometimes I wish things would dull down a little bit and we'd have a little more peace and tranquility and, you know, prosperity for all. But we don't, and so we're just going to have to deal with that. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. It's a busy news day. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. Before we get on to the news, I mean, those poor people down along the Gulf Coast, they cannot seem to catch a break. Tropical Storm Nicholas is heading toward landfall, and they are warning of more flash floods along coastal Texas and Louisiana. And so somebody up there really does not like the United States of America. And we still have a lot of the oil production in the Gulf is still offline because of Hurricane Ida. And now we have another storm basically in the same area. And they are concerned that this tropical storm will reach hurricane proportions before it makes landfall. I hope not, but that's what the weather guesses are predicting here. All righty. Now, on Saturday, as you're already aware, the was the 20th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11/2001. On the World Trade Towers and the Pentagon and a bunch of other stuff. And everybody was out there trying to exploit the anniversary for whatever their favorite political agenda happened to be. And they trotted out George Bush and Hillary Clinton to basically scream about January 6th and the threat of domestic terrorism. It was a protest, okay? It really was a protest. But the globalists, the ruling class are out there. They used the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to basically just pile on the propaganda to portray their fellow Americans as everybody's a potential terrorist threat. And we went to the these two aging past their prime politicians to try and sell the story. Hillary Clinton, you know, basically is throwing her support behind the war on terror, turning inward, internally into this country. She did an interview with CBS News on Friday night, basically saying there needs to be a domestic war on terror targeting Americans. And one more time, I want to be very clear here. I am not a terrorist. I'm irritating, annoying, and obnoxious, but I am not a terrorist. Anyway, down in Florida, former Democrat congressional candidate Pam Keith basically came on out claiming January 6th was far worse than 9/11. And I don't think so, Pam. I mean, on 9/11, we had about 3,000 people died. On January 6th, we only had four, one of whom, Ashley Babbitt, was shot by a Capitol policeman. On 9/11, three buildings were utterly destroyed. On January 6th, some windows got broken. That was basically it. And but they're out there saying, oh, January 6th, it was horrible. It was the new 9/11. And, you know, you've all got to be afraid. Actually, I'm getting bored, to be very honest, about what's going on out here. Now, out at Washington State, there was a high school that had planned to do a 9/11 tribute. And they were basically going to have a red, white, and blue patriotic-themed game. But school officials basically shut it down because red, white, and blue unintentionally can cause offense to some who see it differently. You know, it's racially insensitive to have the red, white, and blue out there. Well, I certainly disagree with that one. Turning to Afghanistan, and no, Joe Biden, we are not forgetting about Afghanistan in the midst of your tyrannical COVID mandates. Do you remember shortly after that bombing at the Kabul airport, the one that was preceded by a two-hour countdown on the radio channels, there was a drone strike that was out there to prove how butch the United States was and we're going to get this suicide bomber. And the real story has finally surfaced, and it turns out they did not get a suicide bomber who was loading bombs into a car. They killed an aid worker who was an ally of the United States, and there were no secondary explosions, and what was being loaded into the car were bottles of water. This guy was an aid worker. And, you know, he worked for an American aid firm for 14 years. He was getting ready to move to the U.S. as a refugee. And the drone strike killed 9 people, 7 of whom were children. Now, I don't know about you, but this seems kind of like a war crime to me. And don't forget, it was the WikiLeaks release of a video showing U.S. forces basically just gunning down non-combatant civilians that landed Julian Assange in trouble here. And Glenn Greenwald was talking about the revelation about this Afghan family who was drone struck, saying, you know, the drone strike was carried out to try and distract from a bad news cycle for Joe Biden. But it's already, you know, it's already backfired on them. It hasn't made him look like he's better. It's made him look like he's worse. And the more that we keep going in Afghanistan, the worse things get. Now, Blinken is right now, I'm watching this on One American News Network, he's testifying before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Afghanistan withdrawal. And he's gone back to the idea that nobody in the government had any idea that Afghanistan was going to fall that quickly and the Taliban were going to retake the country that quickly. It was completely unexpected. Well, actually, it just makes things look worse because we have all these intelligence agencies, what, 17 of them? And none of them picked up on this. None of them came through with an analysis saying this is going to happen real fast and we'd better be prepared for it. Now, don't forget, Donald Trump set up an office to organize an orderly withdrawal from Afghanistan, and Joe Biden shut it down some months back because he just can't stand anything that has anything to do with Donald Trump. And so we'll just, you know, let Afghanistan decay into a debacle, because at least then Donald Trump won't have anything about it. The White House is finally starting to acknowledge these various veteran groups who are working to evacuate Americans from Afghanistan, and belatedly they are offering their approval of these efforts to get the American people out. That's a good thing here. Meanwhile, 450 U.S.-trained Afghan pilots are being rescued from an Uzbekistan camp and are being flown to the United Arab Emirates because of fears of retaliation by the Taliban. And so we're starting to get some of the allies out as well. But, you know, it's a real mess out there, and Biden is trying to excuse, saying, you know, 70% of Americans wanted us out of Afghanistan. Well, nobody is arguing with getting out of Afghanistan. We should have gotten out a long time ago. We were stuck in there for 20 years, all for an oil pipeline right-of-way and access to cheap opium. We should have left a long time ago. What people are angry about is the manner in which it was handled. It was a total botch up from beginning to end, and we still are not at the end of that one. Meanwhile, the Taliban's education minister has announced that women can continue to study at the universities. Remember when the Taliban took over, they said, oh, women are going to be shoved back into their homes. They're not going to be allowed to study. Yeah, they are. Now, they're going to have to wear Islamic dress, and the classrooms will be segregated. And so it's not a perfect situation, but at least these women can continue their education with the blessing of the Taliban. Now, Donald Trump, on an interview with Fox News Digital, was asked if he's going to run for president in 2024, and he responded, "I don't think we're going to have a choice." And certainly how hard he's been working to have rallies and keep his name in the media and get a lot of interviews, I think they made the decision actually quite some time ago, and they're being cagey about when the formal announcement is going to take place. Meanwhile, Roger Stone is out there listing the many reasons President Trump must run. And, you know, Trump, for me personally, was a disappointment, especially on the issue of our fraudulent elections. But I think we, the American people, have an opportunity. If the elections are cleaned up by 2024, which they need to be, we can right a hideous wrong that was committed against Donald Trump by the Democratic Party. Now, speaking of the hideous wrong, Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers has announced the audit report is coming next week. And she said this Thursday, so what that translates to, it's going to hit this week. And so Rogers is on her way back to Arizona to continue her legislative duties and finish what the Arizona Senate has started. Now, speaking of election fraud, and we knew this was going to happen, out in California, the theft is already underway. In the San Fernando Valley, specifically the El Camino Real Charter High School in Woodland Hills, a whole bunch of voters were told that the computer system says they've already voted, even though they had not. And so the computer systems are showing they've already voted for the Newsom recall election, and they're being told to fill out provisional ballots, but the fix is definitely in. And KTLA 5 was reporting on this about how many people were at these polling places being told they can't vote because the computers are showing they've already voted. And every one of the people who were told they've already voted were all Republicans. So we're not dealing with a simple error here. And meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom is slamming Larry Elder for asking voters to report all instances of voter fraud. Okay, Gavin got something to hide there. They're not hiding it very well. In fact, they're doing it in plain sight. They have grown arrogant in their ability to steal elections. They got away with it in 2020. Nothing has happened to them. There have been no real substantive changes to the election system. And so, yeah, they're just going to go on stealing elections like, like it's taking candy from a baby, which, in a very real way it is, and daring us all to do something about it. Now, Larry Elder is surging in the polls, and in an honest election, it's pretty obvious that Newsom would be recalled and Larry Elder would be the next governor of California. Unfortunately, when you factor in the Democratic vote fraud, I'm sorry to predict, he's going to lose. He's definitely going to lose. Meanwhile, CNN ran a hit piece on Larry Elder, accusing him of being a white supremacist. Now, Larry Elder is black, and CNN got around that by saying that there is a growing movement of African-American white supremacists. I mean, that is just absolutely absurd. You know, it's like Israel, dismissing Jewish critics as self-hating Jews. It's just absolute nonsense there. So CNN is out there trying to make Elder a boogeyman by saying he represents the black face of white supremacy. And I'm pretty sure most people are going to see through the obviousness of that particular piece of propaganda. Meanwhile, there was a recall Newsom rally. It was on an overpass in San Rafael, California, was interrupted by a knife wielding Newsom supporter. This was yesterday afternoon. He slashed at a recall supporter, knocking him to the ground. 59-year-old man suffered the concussion. He's in the hospital in guarded condition. So I don't if Newsom steals that recall, we could see the start of a civil war right there in California. You know, I think people have reached the breaking point, and they're wondering, you know, why should we obey? Why should we pay taxes to a government that we did not actually fairly elect? And that's a legitimate question. Now, getting on to COVID-19, there is a huge outcry over Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. There was an interesting article over in Crack News saying that this is the latest sign of the presidency becoming a monarchy. And we don't have monarchies in this country. We fought a war over that very issue. Now, this next story I want you to think about. This is from the expose in United Kingdom. And they're talking about this graduate of Yale University. These are some pretty impressive credentials, who also obtained a PhD at Princeton and an MD degree from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, has published a paper in which she collected together a whole bunch of other reports, all of which conclude the COVID-19 vaccines do not work. They will not keep you from getting COVID. They will not keep you from passing it along. And by the way, the CDC has actually admitted this. Okay, and you know, the vaccines are supposed to protect the vaccinated person against the illness and to keep vaccinated people from carrying the infection, transmitting it to others. The current gene therapy treatments, which are still experimental, you know, the one Pfizer shot the FDA approved is not the one available to the public right now. So we're down to this question: why is Biden basically acting like a dictator, pushing us all to have a vaccine, in quote marks, that does not work? Okay. Now, interestingly enough, members of Congress are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate, while you ordinary serfs and proletariat, if you will, are required to comply. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi basically came out and said the mandate does not apply to members of the House. And she's saying she cannot force members to be vaccinated. And, you know, the New York Times reported the vaccine edict issued by Biden does not apply to the federal court system either. So they don't want to have whatever it is those vaccines are doing here. Now, Fauci is out there pushing for unvaccinated people to be banned from travel, especially on aircraft. And he's demanding vaccine mandate for air travel and all public schools in a bid to reach herd immunity, which might be possible if these vaccines actually work. By the way, the CDC has changed the definition of a vaccine. The old definition used to be the vaccine will give you immunity from a disease. Now they've reworded it simply to say, well, it will offer some protection from the disease. And they're sort of weasel wording their way around the vaccine mandate by saying, well, no, the vaccine won't keep you from getting COVID, won't keep you from passing it on, but the symptoms will be a little bit less, and that makes it all worthwhile. And I remember it was a couple of weeks ago, some guy died of COVID, and they actually came out and said if he hadn't been vaccinated, it would have been far, far worse. What's worse than dying? Really, I mean, the lies are just getting more desperate and more fantastical and more transparent with each passing day. Now, there was a Zoom call. If you use Zoom, you understand you can record the entire session. And somebody leaked a recording of a Zoom meeting by a doctor and staff at a North Carolina hospital, in which they basically said they needed to inflate the COVID numbers to scare the unvaccinated people into thinking they are going to die. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, Ian's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
walk on. And this is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network does need your ongoing support to do what we're doing in these chaotic and historical times. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. All right, getting on back to COVID, and I want to remind everybody about this story that we had about a week ago, I think. There was this study done in Israel saying that people who had COVID and recovered from it had better immunity to COVID, including the Delta variant, than the vaccine. Now, Jim Psaki has been asked, why do the people who have recovered from COVID have to have the vaccine? And apparently nobody has an answer for that. They just don't. They just want everyone to get the shot, even if you have natural immunity, which is far more powerful than that provided by the vaccine, which isn't much at all. Again, you know, all these studies, the vaccine, the gene therapy, let's be accurate about it, this unapproved experimental gene therapy does not keep you from getting COVID, does not prevent you from passing COVID on. I think all this Delta variant nonsense is just a cover story to try and explain away why so many vaccinated people are still getting COVID. And they can say, oh, well, it must be the Delta variant, you know. And, you know, trust us, you know, you're immune to the other COVIDs, but if you've got it, it must be the Delta variant here. All righty. Data released by the U.S. government in their vaccine adverse event reporting system is showing that teens are 50 times more likely to suffer heart disease after the COVID shots than all other FDA-approved vaccines in 2021 combined. The CDC is now admitting to this adverse reaction, but they're still out there saying, well, you should get the shot anyway. And, you know, it's a little heart disease among friends here, you know. And there's another study. Research conducted by the University of California has found that teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer heart problems from the vaccine than be hospitalized by COVID itself. And so that is a major, major problem. We have gone way past that 1976 swine flu vaccine debacle. And if you're not sure what I mean by that, get out a friendly search engine like DuckDuckGo or Yandex and look that up, because that was a tragedy back then. And, you know, back then, if the government had been censoring doubters as much as they are now, a lot more people would have died from that shot than actually did. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is out there assuring us that we can end this pandemic by protecting the vaccinated. And so they're trying to demonize the unvaccinated. Oh, they're bad people. They're keeping our society from going back to freedom. And it's a classic scapegoat pattern that we've seen. You know, the government has messed things up. They need somebody to blame it on, and they're going to blame it on the unvaccinated people. And it is absolutely unfair. It's dishonest. It's propagandistic. More studies are showing up here. 80% of COVID-19 deaths in August were people who'd been vaccinated. This is over in the United Kingdom. And so, again, 85% of the new cases for COVID in Israel are among vaccinated people. Up in Ireland, 54% of the hospitalized patients with COVID are fully vaccinated. It does not work. It absolutely does not work, at least relative to COVID. Now, if it's got some other purpose, you know, like keeping us all voting from home until 2024, it's probably working really well for that. Story out of Crack News. Data is showing that COVID booster shots are not appropriate at this time. This is coming from scientists all around the world. And there is a panel of scientists who said most people aren't going to need boosters anyway. Moderna's stock took a major hit. It's all about the Benjamins here. And shares of Moderna, Pfizer, and BioNTech traded lower, basically saying boosters may not be necessary. I mean, the vaccine can't keep you from getting COVID, can't keep you from passing it on. Just what do they think they're boosting? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about COVID-19. Down in Australia, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has basically come down with a ban on the use of ivermectin as a COVID-19 treatment, declaring it to be off-label. Now, when they were attacking ivermectin, they were calling it horse paste and it's dangerous, and you know, and then it came on out that ivermectin was approved for human use by the FDA, and its developers won a Nobel Prize. And so now they're basically saying, well, yeah, ivermectin's good for a lot of things, but COVID isn't one of them. You got to get your vaccines. You got to get your vaccines at all. And again, it's all about the Benjamins. That story about how when these scientists came out and said there's no need for boosters and the stocks went down, that's what everybody's looking at. They're not looking at your health. They're not looking at your safety. They're looking at how much money they're going to make off of this whole situation. Meanwhile, private employers across the country are banding together and preparing historic lawsuits against Joe Biden's seditious vaccine mandate. Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA tweeted out, "Mandating vaccines for our 170-plus full-time employees? No chance. We will sue you, Joe Biden, and we will win." Angelina Morabito, spokeswoman for Campus Reform, tweeted that Biden's sweeping mandate will be challenged by millions of companies. And one company, basically, they had like 104 employees. So they laid off five. Now they have 99 employees, which means they're exempt from the mandate. And I feel sorry for those employees who were let go, but the company didn't feel they really had a choice. Another story coming on out from Natural News, about half the country is already resisting Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. This is Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, here in Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming are all engaging in some form of vaccine rebellion, and they may be joined by others. Time will tell on that one. Meanwhile, getting on back to Australia, they're preparing for a Freedom March on September 18th to basically send a message to the Australian government and to the globalists that they have really had it with all of this tyranny and dictatorship and grand reset or great reset. France, Austria, Turkey, vaccine passport protests. In Paris, this is the ninth consecutive weekend of thousands of people protesting in Paris over COVID-19 health passes. The police are using tear gas on them to try and get them to just go home and be obedient little people. And this being France, I'm sure that probably somewhere there are some guillotines being sharpened up right now. Over in Turkey, thousands of people gathered in the Maltepe district of Istanbul on Saturday to protest against the COVID-19 related restrictions, including the vaccine mandates, saying the restrictions infringe on their rights. And again, you know, whatever happened to my body, my choice? You know, okay for abortions, not for vaccines. You know, there's too much money to be made here. We're going to stick those needles, you know, and charge you for them here. Interestingly enough, Israeli Health Minister Nitzan Horowitz, unaware there was an open microphone next to him that was broadcasting live, admitted that the vaccine passports are primarily about coercing skeptical people to get the vaccine. And again, all of this violates the Nuremberg principles that people may not be given an experimental, which this is, medical treatment, without informed consent. So we're looking at war crimes charges against all these people in the COVID clique, if you will. Up in Sweden, they are acknowledging that people are being harmed by the coronavirus vaccines, and the Swedish government has announced a new proposal that would see those who have been injured by the COVID vaccines entitled to compensation. So they're acknowledging there are injuries, and they're saying, we're going to take care of you. Boy, think you're ever going to see that in this country? I don't think so. You know, they're just going to say, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. He died. Well, it was in his head. Okay. getting to the international news now. Bin Laden's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, appeared in a new video marking the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, this being a little bit of an embarrassment because of claims that he had died in Afghanistan last November. Well, he can't keep a good man down. Over in Guinea, we were reporting last week on how the United States was involved in the overthrow of their democratically elected government. And a team of U.S. Green Berets in Guinea needed local security forces' help to make it through a chaotic street scene after the country's president was overthrown. And there's a video circulating on social media. It shows three U.S. soldiers in a car surrounded by people jumping up and down as it's making its way to the U.S. embassy in the capital of Conakry. And armed Guinean troops are providing security. So those people in Guinea know exactly what happened to their government. Meanwhile, Russia is sending heavy military equipment to Tajikistan. They sent 12 armored vehicles and an array of military equipment, and Russia is looking to shore up its Central Asian ally from that neighbors Afghanistan. They're concerned that the Taliban might decide to cross Afghanistan's borders and try and cause mischief in the neighboring countries. And so they want to shore up Tajikistan's borders here. The new United Nations Special Envoy for Yemen said last Friday that the Arab world's poorest nation is stuck in an indefinite state of war, and resuming negotiations to end the more than six-year conflict will not be easy. And said, you've got to listen to the population, the people of Yemen, and listen to what their concerns are. And the conflict parties have not discussed a comprehensive settlement since the year 2016. That's 5 years. It's a long time to go without even a hint of a resolution. Now, a pair of Iranian Navy warships, recently completed a 45,000-kilometer trip that took them across three oceans and past 55 countries. The U.S. was concerned the ships may have been delivering arms to Venezuela, and even led to discussions in the media about whether there was anything Washington could do to legally stop them. Well, legally, there isn't anything the United States can do about it. Why is Iran sending their warships out into the oceans? Probably for the same reason the United States does. Okay. Interesting little development here. Joe Biden has removed air defense missiles from Saudi Arabia, and it's being denounced as an attempt to appease Iran. I'm not sure about that. Biden doesn't really look like he's interested in being friendly to Iran right now, certainly not the way they've been handling the negotiations on the P5+1 deal. Meanwhile, in Israel, soldiers fired tear gas and live rounds at Palestinian workers near Ramallah. And this happened yesterday as they tried to enter their workplaces inside of Israel. The workers were attempting to access their workplaces through a crossing point near the village of Nilin to the west of Ramallah. And the mayor of Nilin, Imad Kawaji, said Israeli soldiers fired live shots and tear gas at the workers, causing many cases of suffocation from tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, Israel has embarked on a program of arresting the families of these Palestinians who escaped from prison. They're unable to find the escapees. The escapees are becoming folk heroes to the Palestinians, and so Israel is just starting to arrest their relatives, and Palestinian factions and activists have called for a day of rage to support the prisoners. Meanwhile, North Korea test-fired a hypersonic cruise missile that can carry a nuclear warhead to Tokyo. And it actually flew much further than would be necessary to reach Tokyo. But it's more of Kim Jong-un's latest saber rattling. By the way, with all of his weight loss, he's actually starting to look good. And everybody's been saying, oh, he's sick, he's dying. Maybe he just decided he needed to lose the weight for health reasons, because he was unhealthily overweight. And maybe he just decided it was time to get his weight under control. I mean, I went through that a few years ago myself. I used to weigh almost 300 pounds. And it took me 2 years to get down. But I'm a skinny mini today and looking and feeling much better. Over in China, the People's Liberation Army commanders came out in force had some exercises focusing on quick responses to problems in response to U.S. and NATO incursions. So they're doing some training in China to be ready for that. Everybody knows what's coming here. Meanwhile, China-U.S. relations have decayed considerably over the last 5 years, in part because of U.S. Support for Taiwan's independence, and because the U.S. kept sending its warships through what China claims is its territorial waters. So there was a China's ambassador to the U.S. Was on a phone call to the Biden administration and reportedly told them to just shut up during the Zoom call. And Qin Gang, China's recently appointed ambassador to the U.S., urged American authorities to keep quiet if the ongoing spat between the two economic superpowers cannot be resolved diplomatically. He said, if we cannot resolve our differences, please shut up. That's very undiplomatic, and there is a message contained in that comment. Getting on to the economic news here, and we have been hearing all over the place, nobody wants to work anymore. I can't find somebody to work in my company. Well, the truth is, nobody wants to work for slave wages anymore. They don't want to work for minimum wage because minimum wage does not cover the cost of living. And we need to get higher pay for American workers so that they can have a moderately comfortable lifestyle. They can buy the products that are being sold in the shopping malls, assuming the shopping malls aren't empty from the supply chain crisis. And you'd think that the government, which wants to raise taxes like crazy, would understand that the more people are being paid, the greater the tax revenues you can collect from them. But it's another example of how nobody is maintaining an overview. We're just dealing with these conflicting agendas and ideas, and nobody's really paying attention to the other guy. It's almost like Adam Smith's economic philosophy that individual greed will move the system forward has transitioned from Wall Street to Washington, D.C., and everybody loves it because it justifies being personally greedy. But John Nash, who won a Nobel Prize in mathematics, basically showed, no, the best way to move the system forward is to maintain an overview of what is best for everybody. Now, one of America's biggest supermarkets, the Kroger chain, is warning that grocery prices will rise another 3% before the end of the year. Beef is already up 14%. Pork is up 12% since December. And you want to know about insanity? The United States government is still paying farmers not to grow crops and livestock in the name of fixing climate change. So it's amazing here. We were talking about these supply chain problems here, and there's a cute little story over at Zero Hedge talking about how expensive container shipping has become. The prices are going through the roof, and they have this story where you can buy a brand new Ferrari starting at $250,000. And to rent a 12-year-old container ship for 3 months, you would have to spend as much money as 68 new Ferraris. And Euroseas confirmed this week it chartered its 2009-built 4,250 20-foot equivalent unit container ship Synergy Oakland for 60 to 85 days at a gross rate of about $200,000 per day starting in the second half of October. And Euroseas CEO Aristides Pitta said, this is the highest time charter rate ever achieved by any vessel in our fleet and one of the highest rates ever achieved in our industry. And ultimately, that high cost of shipping gets passed down to you as higher prices on imported goods. Another reason to start, you know, buying local, buy from local producers. Okay. Moderate Senate Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia is throwing a major monkey wrench into Democratic plans to move Joe Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan forward, saying that something is just not matching up, and he described it as a fiscally irresponsible deal. He's certainly right about that. And he says, we don't have to rush into this and get it done in the next week. There's no real deadline. And he says, if he were writing the bill from scratch, he would start by adjusting the tax code. Anyway, Trump is out there slamming Biden's economy, looking at the signs of a downturn in the stock market and further decline in the U.S. economy. Meanwhile, the Democrats want to hit Americans with $2.9 trillion more in taxes. Democrats, we don't have it. There is nothing left to tax out here. Okay? Now, top-earning New Yorkers and Californians could face 60% combined tax rate, and corporate tax would be raised to 26.5% under the House Democrats' bill to help fund the $3.5 trillion spending plan. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more news.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And welcome back to our show here. And let's see. We're talking about the economic news here. Over in China, they're trying to basically micromanage an entire economy there. It's very Keynesian. And they're now fining auto chip sales companies for driving up prices. Apparently, it's looking more and more like the chip shortage may have been manufactured in order to justify higher prices. And China is going to start fining companies that it thinks have been playing this kind of a game. Okay, over at China Evergrande Group, this is the largest and most indebted and most insolvent property developer in China. We talked about them last week about how they had renegotiated, restructured their debt. There are now rumors floating around that they are entering into bankruptcy, and this is going to have a contagion effect. There's concern that China's economy could make a big hiccup, which could lead to more social unrest over there. Meanwhile, insurance companies are estimating that they are going to lose between $20 and $30 billion from Hurricane Ida, from all the damage that happened from that one. Getting into immigration here, large sections of the border wall near Tucson, Arizona, have been removed. And so there are huge, wide open gaps along this very heavily trafficked drug route in southern Arizona, along with, of course, the flood of illegal immigrants pouring into this country, who, by the way, are not part of Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. Nobody's talking about forcing them to get the shots. Does that make any sense at all? Now, Joe Biden went to California today. He is surveying the damage from the recent wildfires, and he's also out there campaigning for Governor Gavin Newsom to defeat the recall election. And I guess they're not sure if the vote fraud is really going to carry the day here. Interestingly enough, One American News Network had a story about the California wildfires that echoed something I've been saying all along. The reason the fires are out of control is the fire breaks were not being maintained. And apparently in California, because of the environmentalism or whatever, the forests were allowed to simply grow wild, and wild forests become major fire traps, and that's what's happening there as well. Now, you've probably heard about something called a geofence warrant. And this is a warrant where the government will put out a warrant simply saying, I want all the cell phone data from everybody who's within such and such a distance of where something happened. That includes people absolutely not connected to whatever the situation happened to be. And it is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.